Coach Taku, making anime your new life coach.
Hello, Coach Taku listeners. This is Mary, and I'm here with the wonderful, amazing, ever brilliant, full of wisdom, Christina. And today, we're bringing you a new Coach Taku episode. This one is covering one of the series that Christina made me watch that is now my go-to for whenever I need to cry. And if you haven't guessed it, because you don't listen that often, it's none other than Violet Evergarden, the movie. So Christina and I watched it on Netflix. It's out now and it was recently released. We're really happy to talk about it and see our favorite Violet come back in and follow her journey and her story in this new adaptation.
Yes. And I think the thing I'll say about it though, so first of all, spoiler warning, right? Like, we're talking about the movie. It very recently became available in the US on Netflix. If you haven't watched it yet and you really care about spoilers, turn back now. Turn back now. Because the thing I'll say is part of the conversation that we want to have today is about impact, and specifically the impact that we have on others. And so what a powerful start to the movie, because you basically have another narrator implying that Violet is no longer of this world. That is the end of the era that knows of Violet Evergarden as something other than a legend. And we're going to dive into what the frick that means in a second. But getting back to this concept of impact, you know, I think so often in coaching work, we show up and we're thinking about who inspires us or who motivates us or who we want to be like. And there's something really profoundly powerful about taking a moment to consider how we impact others, how we motivate and inspire others, how we maybe scare or intimidate others, you know, the full spectrum of how we may leave people. And part of why I find that Violet Evergarden as a series, especially this movie, is a great series to delve into this concept is because you get to watch this trajectory of Violet starting as this girl who really doesn't understand human emotion at all and ultimately becomes so adept and finessed at expressing the emotions of other people and making them available to others because of her nuanced gift for it.
Yeah. So a few things. I think in my coaching work, Christina, I am sure that you've run across this as well. We often don't realize how much we impact other people. And we think that it's okay to drop off or leave or not communicate because we believe that our lack of presence doesn't really have an impact on others because we don't matter. And I loved this series because it highlights how much impact people can actually have and do actually have on each other's lives, much long after we're gone sometimes. And so highlighting it from a relationship standpoint, you know, because we're talking about relationship between friends, between family, between lovers, between work, coworkers. I loved how this started off, as you mentioned, with Anne's great granddaughter. If you don't remember Anne, she was I think it was like episode 6, because it's the one that I really cried around. But it's the episode where mom is dying and she leaves her daughter 50 years worth of letters, one letter for each year of her birth. And so Violet is the one who's typing up the letters. Mom is dictating and gets them every year. And then we see how much this has impacted Anne's great granddaughter or granddaughter. And what's interesting is that it's not just that her grandmother, great grandmother wrote letters. She's also curious around who wrote the letters, who actually typed them up. And this follows this whole journey around who Violet was and what her legacy was and what her story was, which is really interesting.
Yeah. And, you know, just fun side note, Anne's great, great granddaughter ends up being the same voice actor that does the voice of Anne when she's a young girl, which I don't know. I just like fun details like that. I nerd out over them. But yeah, so getting to the point of this, I think something that is really special to your point, Mary, of the movie even starting with a narrator that isn't Violet is it's framed the entire movie to have you realize that this person's existence has impacted the narrator, has impacted the trajectory of their life, has impacted who their mother was, who their great grandmother was, et cetera. Which is an interesting juxtaposition to when the movie starts. What we're learning is that technology is advancing and telephones, finally, an advanced technology known as the telephone is coming into existence. And it is making Violet's role, these auto memory dolls, these people who are responsible for writing letters that capture the emotions of the sender, is becoming obsolete. And so you go from, oh, massive impact, where we revisit Anne and what her future is 60 years ahead, to no impact whatsoever. You're becoming obsolete. Like, your role doesn't really matter anymore on this planet because we've made robot technology that's more successful and more, you know, effective and more time effective than you are.
So I actually found that super interesting, Christina, because so in Violet Evergarden in the series, we start with Violet dictating letters for people, but she's not just dictating letters. She's translating emotion. And I think that's what made the memory doll so impactful. It's like you could tell them, hey, I have these feelings that I don't know how to express. And I think what was amazing about Violet is that she also didn't know how to express them. But using with a lot of commitment to understanding feelings, with her dedication, with trying and failing, getting messy and trying again, she actually becomes very adept at getting to the heart, the core of the emotion that a person is trying to express. And I say this only because some of the people that she was transcribing for lived in the same town. They talked to each other. It's not like they were far. It's not like a phone call would have made a difference. But I think that on the one hand, yes, technology is changing and it's facilitating communication. But I think the quality of the communication didn't really change that much, right? And so when we look at Violet, I think that her impact and the impact of all the memory dolls was their ability to be able to express feelings that people were scared of expressing and weren't being true to themselves. And so therefore couldn't express to others or were too scared or shy or whatever the thing was.
Yeah. And, you know, if we're talking about this idea of impact, you know, again, throughout the movie, we get to see what has happened to the other cast of characters from the CH Postal Company after presumably, you know, these 60 years have passed, auto memory dolls have become obsolete. And what you see is that CH's main office was actually turned into a museum. And Noreen has become one of the workers or curators in it. And I think what is really special about the symbolism of that is, you know, to me, museums are all about preserving impactful memories in history. And so the CH Postal Company, which is very much like the home base of the, you know, the series, the season that covers Violet's original journey, becoming a museum is also reflective that all of those relationships And, you know, the postal company serving as the home base had a lasting impact on people, and it gets to be preserved in history in some way.
Not only in history, but in the present, because I think what's so cool is that now you have granddaughter who's doing this exploration. And then we see the impact that this whole journey and this preservation of this whole history is having on her. And so we think, hey, how is this going to impact her and her life and her children or the people around her? And so impact goes a lot more, much further than sometimes than we give it credit for. Which brings us, Christina, to none other than our favorite couple in this movie. And that's the Major and Violet, because let's talk about their impact to each other. And then Major's kind of response to Violet when he finally sees her for the first time after all these years.
Well, you're on a roll, Mary. May as well. I know you watched the movie before I did, so let's get your reaction first.
Okay, Christine, I just got to tell you, in that moment where Gil wanted to kick his ass, I was totally on board. I was like, what are you doing? The feelings aside, I think so here's the thing. I get where the Major is coming from, but I think it's a very human response that we all do. When we feel insecure about something, where we feel like we're not good enough, when we feel that our presence isn't valued or there is no value to our presence, we hide and we run away and we try not to respond to a situation. And here's the thing, who would Violet have been without the Major? Like, how would her life have gone? Who would his brother be without him? Because we also see the impact that the Major has had on his brother. So take away his presence, and what kind of story would we have had? What kind of Violet would we have had? Would she have just stayed a robotic, you know, assassin killer for the rest of her life? And then what kind of impact would she have had on the people around her?
Yeah, I mean, in a lot of ways, he serves as the first rock that got thrown in the proverbial pond. Like, he sets off the first ripple that makes the trajectory in the story so meaningful. And when we talk about impact, I think the other thing we need to talk about from the coaching perspective is that we can be empowered by the impact that we have on others, or we can actually be victimized by it. And, you know, something that's, I think, worthy of note in this film, whether or not you like it or you dislike it, and I certainly have my own opinions about this, is you see this man who goes from war hero to essentially refugee, someone who has fled to this island, who's staying under the radar, who hasn't even gone on to acquire prosthetics, which I find so fascinating because clearly they're available in this universe. You have robotic limbs and ways to continue to function, even if you've lost parts of yourself in the war. And, you know, I think impact is an interesting conversation for him, because you don't see him going, oh, I'm going to like return and receive the glory for fighting in the war and accept who I am and resume my identity. You see someone that's like, I just want to be as off the grid as possible and work in this lighthouse and go about my life and not have a connection to who I used to be.
I think, Christina, for him, it's the guilt that he's carrying. I think that it's the guilt and the shame, probably experiences of the war have had a significant impact on him as well. But again, like, I think what he fails to realize is that while he relates to the impact that he's had on Violet as something negative, he's like, I brought her into war, he fails to see how much he was actually a beacon of light for Violet, because Violet was thrown into this chaotic situation with or without the Major. And it was actually he who protected her and stood for her, taught her how to read, and actually taught her how to love. And it's because he said to her, you know, I love you, that this whole journey for Violet started. She didn't understand those emotions. And so she was like, I need to understand what that means. And that's how she became a memory auto memory doll. So it's like, perception is an interesting thing. And if we get stuck on the negative and that's all we see, we actually fail to see the positive impact that we can create and have on someone else. So it's a really cool question to ask ourselves. It's like, how are we perceiving our impact? How do we view our lack of presence in someone's life? And if the answer is, it's not going to matter, they won't care if I'm there or not, I got to tell you, someone cares. Like, you matter and you're important. And how it's gone doesn't mean that that's how it's going to go in the future. Like, you actually have the ability to create the impact that you want in someone's life and in your life.
Yeah. And going off of that, you know me, a lover of the visual storytelling. While you have Gilbert struggling to believe that he's had a positive impact on people, like, I think in a lot of ways he has fled from this soldier persona and fled from the military because of a lot of shame that he has. Where does he end up? He ends up at a lighthouse. And what is the purpose of a lighthouse? It's a beacon of light in the dark and in stormy times to guide ships home. And I think, you know, you're reflecting on how he is the person that plants that first seed in Violet of, what does it mean to have feelings? What is the meaning of love? What is the meaning of the words, I love you? And, you know, once again on this island, he continues to represent that beacon for her, like the person that started her on this entire trajectory. And so what you see is Gilbert impacts Violet, and Violet in turn impacts every customer that she's ever had as an auto memory doll. And I think where she gets to gift that forward again is that, you know, in turn in the previous series, we've seen how Violet impacts Dietfried and has him willing to take responsibility and step up as, you know, the head of the family and step up as someone that can care for his family in a way that ultimately his brother gets to live the free life that he's created for himself.
Yeah, and that's so cool. I mean, I think we just don't give ourselves enough credit for the type of impact that we can create in someone else's life just by being kind, just by being expressive, just by being open. And I think that's one of the reasons that the series is so amazing. It's because we actually get to see that in all the different ways that Violet has worked with her clients, that she's worked with the other dolls, that she has this relationship with the Major. And at the end, you can actually see that it's Violet's willingness to be present. Because Violet could have run away. She could have said, okay, goodbye, I'm leaving, at the first mention that the Major didn't want to see her. But no, she shows up at his door and she yells at him through the door. And she gives him a letter before she leaves. Like, these are my feelings. This is how I feel. This is what I need you to understand. And it's then that, and she didn't have to, right? For a person who's never had a connection with feelings to go out there and express herself this way was, one, super powerful. And two, just shows you how much the roles have reversed. Because now the Major is the one who's closed off. And it's Violet who's stepping up and saying, this is how I feel. And how cool is that? How cool is that 360 dynamic going on there, Christina?
Yeah. I do have to say, as I have kind of hinted at, I do have some criticisms about this film. But when you make it to that final scene of that freaking pinky promise, like, who gives a shit? Who cares if they flushed out the backstories correctly or if it's as emotionally impactful as the light novels? Because that is what we're here for. We are here for the love winning. And we are here for the story coming full circle. And so with that in mind, you know, ask yourself, what is the impact that you're having on others that either you've had in the past or that you are currently having with the people around you? And if that seems like a really broad question, like, consider looking at your personal relationships, your romantic relationships, your professional relationships, and even the impact you're having on yourself as you grow into the next version of who you're going to be 10 years from now, 5 years from now, 60 years from now.
Ooh. The other question I'd ask you is, where are you holding out? Where are you not being fully present? Where are you afraid to shine, or afraid to show your truth, or afraid to express yourself? And where do you think that you don't matter? Those are also places to look. And hey, if this conversation has struck anything and you need a little bit more support around it, we're happy to talk to you either about Violet and or this. So DM us, email us, contact us. We're happy to talk to you. Final thoughts, feelings, Christina?
I've got to say that this series will still always remain in my heart as When You Need a Good Cry. That's the impact Violet has on me. It helps me cry on purpose and feel all my feelings on purpose. Final thoughts from you, Mary?
Yes, agree. That's definitely my go-to when I need to cry on purpose. And I'm happy that they made the movie. I'd love to see more of Violet, you know, more Ovas, but we'll see what happens in the future. If you have any comments, questions, want us to cover something else around Violet that we didn't cover in this topic, please feel free to reach out. If you have other anime recommendations that you'd like us to touch on, also let us know. And as always, we're always open to feedback, suggestions, and all that good stuff. So DM us, email us, contact us, let us know.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. We love, adore, cherish you. You have impact on us, just as we hope we leave even the slightest bit of impact on you. And we'll catch you in our next episode. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Coach Taku.
If you liked this episode, please share it and consider subscribing so you never miss a new episode.
Have an idea for an episode or show you'd love us to discuss? DM us on our Insta, Coach Taku Pod, CoachTacuPod, or email us at CoachTacuPod@gmail.com.
Love your wonderful host? In that case, you can follow me, Christina, at HearXtinaRoar on Instagram, and you can follow Mary
at Raven5130 on Instagram.
Thanks so much. Catch you in the next one.